would firstly like to begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of the land on which the three of us are recording today, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we pay our respects to elders past and present. For information and ways that you can help First Nations people, please check the link in our Instagram bio at beautiespolitical or check our show notes.
Welcome to the first episode of Beauty is Political, an inclusive beauty podcast where beauty is political. I'm Talia.
And I'm Maxine. And in today's episode, we're discussing the question, is fake tanning problematic?
Yeah, we thought we'd start the first episode where the idea for the podcast all began, which was off the back of a Facebook post in a beauty group where someone had posted an article that was discussing the question, you know, is fake tanning racist? Is it problematic? It was written by a black woman. She was basically talking about how she didn't understand how something that she had been made fun of for in her life and targeted for was something that other people were aspiring to achieve through fake tanning. And when the article was posted on this Facebook page, the majority of people who were sort of bucking against it and not hearing what the article had to say were white women. And, you know, they were sort of reacting with like, I'm not problematic for putting fake tan on in the morning. I do it because my legs are something I'm self-conscious about.
Now taking it very personally.
And the people of color who were speaking in the comments about, you know, their experience of why it was offensive or problematic perhaps to them were not being heard, not being listened to. And, you know, that became very clear to me, especially when I got blocked for dropping my own comment, that there isn't really a space where the people who have, you know, opinions that are slightly more complicated and slightly more politically minded can speak or be heard. We'll post the link to the article on our Instagram so that you can check it out and read it for yourself. But basically, we thought it was worth having a conversation about the parts of tanning that are problematic and the parts that aren't. So, Max, you wanted to talk about the history of it, I think.
So as far as history goes, white people have never been disadvantaged or discriminated against because of the color of their skin. And historically, there are plenty of cultures where it's seen as favorable to have lighter skin.
Yeah, and I think that's something that people on that post were sort of missing the point of. The white people who were engaging with it were taking it really personally, which, you know, in some ways I can understand. They felt targeted, like, I don't feel like a racist person, therefore this thing that I do isn't racist because I don't have racist intentions. But I think what they were missing is that there are plenty of things in the beauty industry that are built on racist ideas that need to be sort of picked apart and looked at through the lens of stuff we understand in a different way these days. You know, when that conversation came up, there were a lot of people saying, well, what about skin bleaching? Isn't that racist?
Well, I just think that it's a whole different ballgame. You can't really compare the two because when people are trying to bleach their skin, they're trying to look more normal or like a wealthier class or...
What do you mean by normal?
Well, for instance, in Asian countries, having lighter skin meant that you didn't have to work in fields because people worked in fields had darker skin. So that's why it's so popular there. I also think it's messed up because a lot of, like, in the past 2 years when people were like, oh, skin bleaching, that's problematic, and people started talking about it, like, oh, why do those people feel like that? All these companies removed their skin bleaching products from the shelves. So it removed these people's choice, but fake tanning products have never been removed from shelves.
Right. And that's why I think this is a conversation that needs to be had, right? Because, like, and funnily enough, first episode, this is our first difference of opinion. I feel like the skin bleaching thing is racist in a different way. It's racist in that it's built on the racist idea that light skin is favorable. So, like, a lot of those skin bleaching products are for people with dark skin to try to look lighter because that will make them more beautiful.
No, I agree with that. I just don't think you can... These people using it as a defense, I don't think that was an appropriate argument.
No. I almost feel like the people who are using that as an argument are almost making the same point without realizing that there are so many things in the modern beauty industry that are built on outdated, really, really messed up ideas, racist ideas that favor light skin over dark skin. So, like, I know one of the skin bleaching companies that, like, was so popular for so long. It was called Fair and Lovely. That in itself is like so screwed up. And you're right. You're right in that like fake tanning is just being popularized instead of also being looked at and taken off the shelves. And I don't think that either of us are obviously the authority to speak on whether fake tanning is right or wrong. I don't think it's that clear cut, but I do definitely have an opinion that when a conversation is about race, white people need to be doing more listening than talking. And what I notice on that post and as a general trend is when conversations of race come up, you know, the white people who consider themselves not racist do a lot of defending instead of a lot of listening.
No, I agree. I agree that it is racist as well, a different kind of racist or needs to be discussed. I just didn't think it was an appropriate argument. And there's something about, I think, removing people's choice. Like, I know my dad's partner still uses whitening creams, and I don't think she's ever thought about it from a political point of view where she's really like analyzed the reasons on why she does that. And so I don't like the fact that people bring it up as an argument against brown people for using something, like,
yeah,
against a minority for using something, and how companies have responded in this way to remove this product. And I don't like the idea of removing people's choice, but allowing white people to continue to have their choice to decide to tan their skin.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, what would you say then to white people who are saying, well, you're trying to remove my choice by telling me fake tanning's problematic?
Well, I would say that fake tanning doesn't have to be problematic. It can be problematic in some ways, but I think if you do like to use fake tan, you should be educated on why some black and brown people find it problematic, why skin bleaching is a thing, and research on how white skin has privileged you. And
yeah,
don't get defensive. Be open to learning.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, you know, it's such a basic sort of like thing. White people don't get to decide what's racist. Straight people don't get to decide what's homophobic. Gentiles don't get to decide what's anti-Semitic. And men don't get to decide what's sexist. Like, the oppressed people are the people who get to tell you via their experience what is offensive to them. And the class that's being privileged doesn't get to say, yes, that's true, or no, it's not.
But I do think it is problematic when people could assume that a white person is a person of colour.
To the point that it's been given a name. It's called blackfishing. And, like, there are so many instances of, like, people on Instagram who have changed their skin colour so much and adopted different styles and gotten, you know, certain cosmetic enhancements that make you unaware of what race they are. And, you
know, can I talk about my first fake tan?
Please.
So I got my first fake tan at this beauty salon. I was going to an award ceremony, and there was a possibility that I was going to win an award and therefore go on stage and have my photo taken with flash photography. And every time I have my photo taken with a flash, it really like makes my skin white. And I do remember in high school, I used to love that, because I remember at the year 10 formal, getting my photo taken with a disposable camera and a really cheap flash like made me the same color as everybody else. But fast forward to 2016, I did not want that. And so the way I prepare for nervous events is like looking good, because if you like not worrying about your outfit or your hair, you can just focus on what you have to say or what you have to do. So I thought, I'll go get my first fake tan. And I got that done and it all went well and I did win an award. And when the photo was taken, I still looked a bit whiter than usual, but I didn't look completely white. And so the next time I got my next professional fake tan, and because I wasn't used to fake tans, I didn't know much about them apart from that one other time when the girl was like, what shade do you want? I was like, whatever you think looks good. And she made me so dark that I look like blackface. Like, it was so embarrassing. But looking back at the photos, I look normal, because photos really drown out the color. But in real life, people are like, well, it looks like you painted your face.
And did you feel like you were doing something wrong by having that on you?
I did. Yeah. I had to walk into shops after getting that fake tan, and you can't wash it off yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay, but interesting that you bring up washing it off, right? Like, that's one of the arguments that, well, not arguments, that's the wrong word. That's one of the things that people will bring to the attention of white people when they're talking about why tanning is racist. And it's exactly that, that you can eventually wash the brown off your skin. Whereas people of color, black people, have to move through the world living in that skin their whole lives. So
and there's also something about black features, and like you can have, I remember another thing, like trying to make my skin as white as possible, but I still had black, not black features, but I still had like
ethnic
features. And I feel like part of those Euro beauty standards of having this darker tan skin, but you still have like your small nose and, you know, these other white features makes it more palatable to people.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that like you're modifying something about yourself in this way that advantages you again. It makes you like more beautiful or more confident or whatever it is, but it doesn't come with the struggle and the discrimination.
Yeah, I think people were saying it makes you look slimmer, or like it hides cellulite or some shit.
Whatever. You can't hide cellulite. Everyone has cellulite. I don't buy that. I don't know. I just, even if that's what you think it's doing, like you have to acknowledge that there are people who don't get to make that choice, you know, and have to deal with all the discrimination that comes with it. And you get to wash that off at the end of the day, should you choose. So, you know, you might not be racist as an individual, but you have to acknowledge the ways that you're partaking in an industry that's built on racism. And it's okay for you to go into your bathroom and put fake tan on your chest if that makes it the same color as your face, which I know you do.
I do.
I'm not trying to call you out. But, you know, no one who's writing these articles is writing them about you. You're not being targeted. We're just trying to bring to your attention the idea that these trends are built on ideas that are inherently racist. The darkness and the exoticness of having a tan doesn't come with any of the persecution or discrimination that a lot of people who are brown all the time will experience and have experienced their whole life.
Yeah.
So I think there are some positives about fake tan. It's way better than baking in the sun and getting skin cancer. You know, if you're doing it as an alternative that's going to keep you healthy and safe, I think that's fine. Again, I'm not the authority, but like that's where my opinion lies, is like I don't think there's anything wrong with evening out your color or making yourself feel somewhat better and more confident, because that's what beauty is about, right? It's about self-care and self-esteem and all that stuff that we've struggled with our whole lives. But we need to still be mindful of how the things we choose to do, where they came from and what they mean. Like in terms of that Facebook post, right?
Yeah.
Everybody who was commenting on it was like, I just put a bit on my face or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they obviously weren't people who were...
I think those people are the people that should be reading about it and understanding. They should have just understood that article. They should have just read it.
I think that some of the people who read it, just their ego got in the way, you know? I think what they need to understand is that nobody's saying you are racist if you fake tan, but they're talking about the act of fake tanning being built on racism and the concept itself being built on racist ideas.
And I know people think that times are changing because people do want bigger hair and people do want bigger lips and bigger butts and the dark skin, but you can't really compare centuries of something versus the past 5 years of when this kind of became cool.
Yeah, and I think that it comes back to the same thing, and the issue that a lot of black people and other people of color have issues with is that you're still trying to pick and choose bits of the culture that you want and leave the oppression behind. You know, you might still want the big lips or the big butts, the bits that have become glamorous or appealing, or, you know, the standards of beauty that have changed to make those things appealing, but you get to leave all the other shit behind. You know, you get to have privilege served alongside it.
So these days I do still use fake tan, but I don't get the whole body tan like I did in 2016 because I use sunscreen religiously on my face and my chest. They are so much whiter than the rest of my body. So I do use, it's like tanning water on those areas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tanning water. Yeah. Which one do you use?
I don't even know, and I don't even like it that much because it kind of like clogs your pores and you have to like wash it off anyway, like use an exfoliator.
So we won't promo it then on this episode since
But I do have to use something on my chest if I'm going somewhere like wearing a low-cut top because there's a – I have a photo of myself where you can just really tell like this girl has a white face compared to her arms and her stomach and her body.
Yeah, and I think if like using sunscreen all the time is the reason why your body is two different colors, that's like a really good reason. It means you're being protective and like looking after yourself.
And so I don't think that's racist, especially that I understand why some people might find it racist and I understand all the nuances behind it. But I do think it can be racist.
Yeah.
If you cross that line.
Yeah. And I think that's what it comes down to understanding, you know, I think that for a lot of people who've never been affected by racism, never been on the receiving end of that kind of discrimination or oppression, you know, they have to understand that even the individualized position of looking at a concept like whether tanning is racist and being able to say, well, this is why I do it to make my legs look skinnier or whatever it is, that's a privilege, like, in itself that you get to just do that. Because for people of color, when they look at something like tanning, they're seeing a collective discrimination built on years of systemic oppression. So I think sometimes groups of people can look at the same thing and see different facets of it. And that doesn't mean that anyone is wrong or bad or to blame. It just means that we need to be open to hearing each other's perspectives and understanding the ways in which other people might have been affected by stuff in a way that we weren't. So final thoughts, you know, I think something to just sit with and think about if you're not a person of color is that, you know, you are awarded certain privileges for the skin that you exist in. It's not your fault. It doesn't mean you're a bad person, but it does mean that you have a responsibility to open your eyes and hear about the things that you might not be aware of. You know, if the price for the advantages you've had in life is feeling slightly uncomfortable or called out when you are lumped into a conversation about the supremacy of whiteness, it's a very small price to pay. So just, I think we all need to ask ourselves if our egos are more important than the safety of the whole and understand that things as lighthearted as beauty are still interconnected to a wider political landscape. You know, I don't want to say it again, but beauty is political.
And what does everyone else think? If you have ideas or opinions, even if you're white, if you tan, you don't tan.
We want to hear from white people. We don't, like, this isn't an anti-white people.
And don't feel like you're taking up space, because I feel like when I do ask questions about race stuff, people are like, oh, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to feel like I was taking up space. Like, I'm asking you, come forward, tell us what you think. You know, if you used to tan, comment on our Instagram page. Or tag us with the hashtag
AskBIP. That does not stand for Bachelor in Paradise.
Until next time, Talia.
And Maxine.